My dearest brothers and sisters in Christ, remember me. Maybe you've heard those words. We want to be remembered, don't we? That's something for all of us. It's something for life. Maybe we say, remember me to that person we became fast friends with, but knew because of circumstances of life, because of distance, we wouldn't be able to spend that much time together. Eventually, circumstances would pull us apart. So maybe you even give that little token of affection. When you see this, remember me. I think that's what we want for our legacy too. We want to be remembered. When God calls us home to heaven, we want to know that we left behind something for people to hold on to. That they remember in our life, in our service, in who we are and what we did, with the kind words and the actions, that they remember us fondly when we're gone. Remember me. Those same words can be used as a rallying cry. Remember the Alamo. You've heard those before. That pep talk given, and all of a sudden then the army marches on after that stunning defeat to be able to, against far superior numbers, win a battle against Santa Anna. Remembrance is a big deal. Did you catch on in our gospel lesson? Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. He wants us to remember him. But he's going to give us something to remember him by. And it's not a knickknack. It's not just some little trinket. He gives us his own body and blood in a lasting new covenant, an agreement between us and between God. It is an agreement that is sealed in his body and in his blood. This wonderful, beautiful meal that now even we, still 2,000 years later, celebrate in remembrance of Christ. We have to understand exactly what it is that we're remembering. What is it that He has given to us? Those words that you've heard before that we read once again in our gospel account where it says, Jesus took the bread when He had given thanks, He broke it, gave it to His disciples saying, take and eat, do this in remembrance of me. And then, after supper, he took the cup and said, this is the New Testament in my blood. But what all is he giving us? It's not just bread and wine, he says. It's his body and his blood. We have to remember him. And when we partake of the sacrament, what we remember is the fact that he gave that body and blood. We can't help but look to the cross when we remember what he does for us. When we come forward for communion, I hope we do that. We remember that there he is, giving that body, giving that blood for your forgiveness. He does it for you. Of course, when we remember him, we have to remember all of the other things that he does. Because it didn't just start on Monday, Thursday evening and last a couple days. Christ, for more than 30 years, had been doing exactly what was necessary for you and for your salvation. When he says, do this in remembrance of me, we also have to remember his life, the perfect life he led, his miracles, his parables, his teachings, everything that he went through, everything that he put forth for you. That is what we remember. Not just one night, not just the cross. We remember who he was, everything about him. Because he does it for you. Of course, we have to remember something else too. We have to remember who we are. Because there's a reason he has to suffer. There's a reason he gives his body and his blood. It was because we did wrong. That's why he had to live that perfect life, because we had sinned. We couldn't earn God's glory, forgiveness, and life on our own. We couldn't have a relationship with our God. It's like he said, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We earned for ourselves death by the wages of our sin. That's why Jesus has to do it. We have to remember first and foremost who we are. That's why when we start this worship service, we confessed our sins to our God. That's why we said, Lord, have mercy on me. Christ, have mercy on me. Because we remember who we are that leads to this moment. We're sinners. So when Christ says, take and eat, take and drink, do this in remembrance of me, he knows we have a lot to remember. Because our sins bring him to the cross, yet he goes willingly for you. What a beautiful gift he gives us. On this very night he is betrayed. Think about how much must have been on his mind. He knew it was less than 24 hours before he was going to be crucified and dead. And yet what does he do? He gathers together his disciples and he says, let's have one more special meal together and I'm going to make it even more special because in the midst of that meal I'm going to change it all. You have to understand and paint the picture. Every single person at that table knew how a Passover meal was supposed to go because they've been doing them every year for the entirety of their life. And every good Jewish boy, particularly the ones who figured someday they'd be the head of their own household, memorized the words, the prayers, the scripture lessons, so that they could say them. It was so tradition that it never really deviated. You had the words to say at a certain time with a certain course. And then all of a sudden, Jesus takes the bread that was already there as part of the Passover celebration, and everyone knew that's not how this goes. He takes the wine. That's not how this is supposed to be. Why? Because it carries itself back to our Old Testament lesson. Do you remember there where it said, I will make a new covenant with my people because they couldn't keep the old one. And the new one will be a covenant of forgiveness and life. That's why he says, do this in remembrance of me because I am winning for you life. This is the new Testament in my blood. The next period. Not where we live under God's rule and God's law, but live in the light of Jesus and his forgiveness. This is what we have. That is also what we must remember. Not just what he gives, but what we now have as a result. We are forgiven. We have the promise of life. Heaven is our eternal home without any strings attached, without any doubts whatsoever, because he says, this is my body and this is my blood given and poured out for you. Remember me. Remember what he has done. Who he was. And now, most importantly, remember what it means for you. Christ gave everything for you, his body and his blood, and then says, I will do this as a lasting ordinance, as a lasting gift that you can come and take my body and blood, the pledge of forgiveness and a clean conscience before God. This is what he gives. And what a privilege it is every time we receive it to remember Christ and with a gift that we have been given of forgiveness and life. It's all in remembrance of Christ because without him, we have nothing. Amen. Please stand. Now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding keep our hearts and our minds focused on Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.